One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, everybody. It's Alan Hahn with Key. How you feeling this morning? It's a Friday. It's the summer.
I'm good. You said Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Ain't no J. Will, and there is no Max. It's Keyshawn and Alan Hahn.
One out of three.
Both those guys are on vacation at the moment enjoying the summer while we are working and picking up the pieces for them.
That's it. We're carrying it for them. It's good to be here with you, though. I have a question for you.
And I may have an answer depending on the question.
I hope. You usually do have an answer. This is that now we're getting into that point of the summer where the ocean water is getting warmer and warmer as you get up north, because normally it takes a while in the northern parts of the country where the ocean still stays cold. So here in New York, the Atlantic Ocean, now, you know, beachgoers, Long Island, they'll go out into the water now. Really? But now is when you find sharks, and that's starting to become a thing. Is that, like, in L.A.? I mean, is that also an issue in L.A.? Do you have shark issues there?
Do you see me, Han? Do I look like a guy who gets in the ocean?
Yes.
No, I don't get in the ocean, but there was a few sharks, I think, circling the other day. And I think actually it was an attack down in the Orange County area. Or maybe it was San Diego, but you know, they come around here and there, but I would never know because I'm the guy when the water gets to the right to the edge and it comes up, I'm that still that kid. I run out. I don't go past my ankles. So I would never know about any of that. I'm not getting out into the ocean unless I'm in the Caribbean or something like that where I can see my
feet.
You
can see. Yes.
I can see clear what's around me.
This is how you and I are so much alike, because you grew up in L.A. The ocean's right there, right? I grew up on Long Island. The ocean right there. I've been to many of those ocean beaches many, many times. And, yeah, I'm the same way. Once it's about over my ankles, I'm good.
I look the part, right? I look like I could be one of those guys that may surf, you know, board shorts, flip-flop, T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, got the hair. Just I got that look. I do that on purpose. But in the end, I'm not touching the water, man.
No,
I'm just not doing it. Well, it's too many bad things that can happen in the bottom portion of it. You know, I don't know what's down there.
If you can't see,
I don't know what's down there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how people are just. How do you trust? I don't know. I have trust issues to begin with. How do you possibly trust? Just like, I'm just going to dive right into that. Here comes the break. I'm diving right into that. Like, no. Like, I'm not doing that. But if I can see, like you said, the Caribbean, you walk out into that beautiful, clear water and you see the white sand, I'm good there. I know what's going on down there. And when something's swimming around me, I know what, you know, I could see it. Like, but not. Yeah. Atlantic Ocean, no, I'm good. But I will say this. The one time when I flew out when I was covering, I forget what team I was covering at that point. But I left JFK in a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. Landed in LAX. A friend of mine picked me up, and I was and she's like, "Where do you want to go?" I'm like, "I just want to go to the ocean," because it was freezing in New York, and literally, like, went right to, I think it was Manhattan Beach, took off my shoes, rolled up my pants, walked all the way out, and just stood in the water.
Yeah,
just because I could. I went from snow to beach, and it felt really nice. That's the one time in the Pacific Ocean I went out.
It's nice to look at. It's nice to maybe touch right at the edge where the water comes and it starts to get, you start to see the white and the little bubbles. That's good. Yeah. Outside of that, I'm not really, you know, I've gone in the ocean in Bora Bora, the Caribbean, places like that where I could see my ankles clear when I'm standing there. And the water can't get past my waist. If it starts to go past my waist, it's time to come on out.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, all you need is just something to like swim by your foot or whatever. Step on a horseshoe crab. No, I'm good. Don't need that. But anyway, so either way, the weather is beautiful this time of year, and the surf is beautiful, as we just saw there on ESPN2. So that was nice. But meanwhile, we have sports to talk about, Key. And one thing, we got two-a-days going on, as you know, here at the network. And today's two-a-days, we've got the Commanders and the Bears. We'll do a lot of talk about Justin Fields and the Bears throughout the show, but also the Commanders and where they sit right now in the NFC East. And the quarterback story in this division is a really interesting one because each one has their own sort of pressure, don't they? With the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, it's just the annual pressure of being the Cowboys quarterback, right? I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
With the Eagles, it's Jalen Hurts and what is a good roster, and is he the answer at quarterback? And can he prove that this year? With the Giants, it's simply new coach, new GM, and Daniel Jones isn't their guy. So he's got 1 year to sort of prove whether he should be their guy or they should be looking for a new quarterback. And then Washington makes the move to bring in Carson Wentz, his third team in 3 years. And that sense of, is he ever going to find that player he was in 2017? You know, when he was an MVP candidate. Like, the thing that I think that catches everybody's attention is not only did the Eagles give up on him, but then the Colts in 1 year gave up on him. And so what do you expect out of Carson Wentz and the Commanders this year?
I think when you look at the four quarterbacks, Carson Wentz, in my opinion, is the one with the least pressure. That's what I believe. I look at the situation, it's probably totally different than everybody else. The Philadelphia Eagles gave up not only on him, but on Doug Peterson. Okay? They gave up on everything. It was a mess. So when you look at that, guy was injured. He didn't play as well as he should have played when he bounced back. He had some locker room issues, clearly, with some of the players in the locker room. They didn't feel that he was all in with them in Philadelphia, so they move on from him. He goes to Indianapolis Colts in his first year. He plays okay, doesn't play great, doesn't play bad, just okay. I think if he gets a second year and a second opportunity in Indianapolis, it's a different Carson Wentz because at that point maybe he settles in. I don't know what happened there. He made a few bad mistakes that made you scratch your head and wonder what the hell are you doing when he's flipping the ball and throwing the ball and getting scared and acting a certain way. But the Washington Commanders clearly feel a certain way about Carson Wentz. They feel like he's the answer because Tyler Heinicke was the guy for the last year. So everybody's, oh, Tyler Heinicke, oh, my God, he's going to be. And they said, nah, we got to upgrade at that position. So they went out and got Carson Wentz as an upgrade. So that tells me what Ron Rivera wants to do from a defensive standpoint, getting Chase Young back, shoring up the defense. Now you say to yourself, okay, what about the offensive side of the ball? Well, we're going to run the football. We're going to get the football in the air to one guy in McLaurin. That's why we gave him the money. Other than that, that's what we're going to do on offense. We're not going to throw it 45 times. We understand Carson Wentz has talent and a big arm, but we're not going to put him in a position to screw it up. We're going to keep everything really close to the vest. That's how we're going to win games. And I think that is probably best for Carson Wentz. So with that, that's why I feel it's the least amount of pressure because they're not going to ask him to do a whole lot.
I mean, the pressure, I guess, is maybe personal for him, but for the franchise, you're saying not as much. But for him, it's about just reestablishing himself as the quarterback. But as you mentioned,
but he can reestablish himself. He can reestablish himself in this kind of run first, dink and dunk offense. He can reestablish himself by doing that because
keeping it simple.
Keeping it simple. If he gave you what Mac Jones gave the New England Patriots a year ago, people will change to start that conversation. They would start the conversation of, this is the type of quarterback you need, who's not going to turn the ball over, who knows what to do. They'll start that whole thing. Then it'll catch fire. And then by the middle to the end of the year, they'll be talking about how great of a manager Carson Wentz is. And if you need him to throw the football down the field, he's more than capable of doing it. That's, you know that old spiel.
Yeah, of course. It's changing the narrative. Well, here's Kimberly Martin talking about Carson Wentz and whether or not he's the long-term guy in Washington.
He will be the long-term answer at quarterback because you know what? Carson now finds himself in another situation where he has a good roster. Despite what's happening in the front office with Dan Snyder, this is a franchise that is trying to turn the corner with a stable head coach, a great team president, good coaches around them, a young crop of talent. They just re-signed Terry McLaurin, so you'd hope that Carson would figure it out. But Carson's issue has never been about the talent.
Exactly. Yeah. Carson Wentz going to need to get in the zone to win the division for the Commanders. Get in the zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So you feel like he is the least amount of pressure on him in that division. So there's four quarterbacks who are feeling some type of pressure, and then we move on to one who doesn't but not for the right reasons. We will explain.
ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days. An in-depth preview of every team in the National Football League. Two teams, every day, as we storm towards training camp. NFL Two-A-Days continues on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Alan Hahn and Key hanging out today. Key, James Caan passed away yesterday at the age of 82. You talk about a career and a filmography. The movies that he's made. Sonny Corleone in The Godfather, probably most famous for that. Although maybe a younger generation remember him as the dad in Elf, of course. But I'm wondering if I'm sure as a football player you saw Brian Song, yes?
Oh, yeah.
He played Brian Piccolo, and Gail
Brian
Sayers
Piccolo,
was Billy
Sayers,
D. Williams.
The whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you get emotional?
I don't know if I did or not. I'm sure I probably was like, yeah, I probably did because it was sad.
Yeah.
It was so long ago, though. It was so
true.
Long ago.
Yeah, they don't show that one enough, I don't think. It's one of the great sports movies. When we talk about sports movies, we get into more of the modern ones, but that one that was made, was that made in the 70s? That story, again, the Brian Piccolo story, and then obviously with how Gail Sayers and he had that bond, is such a great story, but it's like he...
It's so wild, though, like you said, they don't talk about it enough.
No.
And especially where we are in the world today, like in society.
Think about it.
When you got race issues still going on and you got a black football player and a white football player, you know, it's weird that they don't show it as much as, like you said.
1971.
We see a million different things when we are scrolling the television. We look up and we see all sorts of the same stuff, but we never see the best stuff.
Yeah, and it feels like that's generally a theme that we see a lot in sports, which is what I love about sports. It's sort of like the great connector, right? The idea that the lines get blurred.
It almost feels like, huh, that they're deliberately saying, we don't want people to know that people actually get along that don't look the same.
Yeah, right.
They care for one another.
Maybe. Another James Caan movie, Misery. Have you seen that one?
With no, Kathy I don't know Bates? That I don't know if I saw Misery. The only ones I can think of is The Godfathers
Elf.
Yeah, Elf.
Nah,
of course.
I didn't see Elf.
What?
That's hard to believe when you have kids.
I mean, why would I go watch Elf?
Because you have kids. That's why.
Yeah,
but
my kids. Kids are only into certain things, right? I mean, you can't force them to see movies that they don't. They're not into. I tried to get them to watch The Gremlins. They looked at me funny.
Oh man.
Gremlins hasn't aged well.
Gremlins definitely did not age well. But Misery is one of those movies that you'll watch it and you'll wish you didn't, but it's that good. It's so good, but terrible. Ankles. That's all I got to say. Just if you the one scene you need to see involves ankles, and trust me, Key, you'll never forget it. We're back in 10 seconds.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days.
I think realistically, if Fields can not let the burden of winning games affect him this year and try to grow in spite of what could be a very rough year for the Chicago Bears, they'll be set up to actually get to see what he's capable of. But I think this year is going to be a learning year and a trying year for this team.
Yes, good morning. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn with Key. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. As I said, we're doing two-a-days, and today's teams in our two-a-days, as we get closer and closer to NFL training camps, the Commanders and the Bears. We talked a little bit about Carson Wentz. Key does not believe Carson Wentz has the – he believes Carson Wentz has the least amount of pressure on him in the NFC East when you compare him to the other quarterbacks.
Am I wrong?
No. The way you explain it, I guess I kind of understand it. I think for him, there's some internal pressure. At least there should be. But then other people will tell you that he just doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
you know, we've got to figure out what, like, as a teammate, why things have gone wrong, and why two teams we're better off without you. That's all. With all the talent he has.
When you don't win, the noise gets loud, and when the noise gets loud, people's opinions change of you. And people fall into the opinions. They let the opinions sway their decision-making far too often in professional sports. They just do. I mean, it. People don't like to hear that. They just don't. They can't process it.
When you say opinion, where's that opinion coming from?
It could come from many different places. It could be a variation of a number of things. But what happens, in my opinion, having played and been around it and kind of watch it and check it out a lot, when people start screaming loud about who you are, everybody else buys into it. And they don't really break it down and really look at it. They get spooked. And because, again, when you look at the Eagles, it didn't go well. The coach got fired, who won the damn Super Bowl.
Yep.
So, naturally, the Eagles said, we're going to just get rid of everybody. So then you look at that, and first thing people say is, well, he was part of the problem, he was part of the problem, he was part of the problem, he was part of the problem. They didn't really like him in the locker room. Then he goes to Indianapolis, and he's there 1 year, and he makes a few bonehead plays. Now the guy can't play football anymore.
You talk about spooked. Jacksonville, he looked spooked. Like that,
it just,
that, he
it's
looked
crazy.
Spooked, man. And if you're a teammate and you're looking at a guy, and, I mean, how important is that, Key, when you're in the huddle, you're looking at, and I know – obviously, maybe you're different because your confidence level is a lot different than most people. But isn't it important to have someone in the huddle that has command that you trust?
Oh,
and you can see it in the guy's eyes, like, oh, he's not here.
Absolutely. I can go back to the story from high school, right? Our backup quarterback had to come in. He was a young kid, though. You know, he's young. He was a sophomore at the time. And he comes in. We're a really good team. Like, we are, like, the best of the best, right? He comes in the huddle, and the first thing I told him, I said, you bet not, da-da-da-da-da. Guess what he did? He did exactly what I told him not to do. He fumbled the damn snap. And so you can look at him in the huddle and tell he getting ready to poop his pants.
Yep.
Right? Like, you could just totally tell. I played with the Jets, and I played with Rick Meyer, and I bless Rick Meyer. I like Rick and everything. But I look at Rick's eyes, and I could tell. Like, he does this ain't really what he want to do right now. Versus Vinny Testaverde and Brad Johnson, you know, those guys in the huddle, you could tell that they was ready to go. You know, Rick was more like, it just was something about
him. He was trying to get through it.
Didn't make you feel like we was getting ready to do anything.
I can't imagine. Well, that's what they said about Carson Wentz in Philly.
I understand.
That's they said about him there. And then you see him in Jacksonville. If you're Indianapolis, you're like, no, we can't keep going forward with this guy. So we'll see. Now, we gotta move on from this. But we'll see if in Washington maybe that changes. But that only changes if that look in his eye, like you said, changes. But meanwhile, how about a young quarterback, a 23-year-old in Justin Fields with Chicago? And where he is this year, where now it's a new head coach. It's very similar to – we see this a lot. New head coach now, Matt Eberflus. A new offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy. For the first time, he's an offensive coordinator after spending a couple of years with Aaron Rodgers. So he's calling the plays. And it's not like they made some major changes to their roster where they gave him a ton of weapons. Like, it's him, it's Dave Montgomery, and, you know, a bunch of other guys. Like, what do you expect, or what should we expect out of Justin Fields this coming season?
Nothing except growth, ability to continue to get better in the pocket. That's pretty much it. When you look at some of the players that they let go, when you say they didn't make changes, well, they made some changes. You know, Allen Robinson is now out here in Los Angeles. Khalil Mack is in L.A. I mean, you start to look at some of the players on the team, they made some changes. They didn't necessarily bring in anything that made you say, wow, Equanimee St. Brown is a kid from Green Bay that was their fourth receiver. You know, Brian Pringle. I mean, they just didn't really upgrade at any positions because they're not expected to go anywhere. 2023 is the year for them. They'll have more cap space. They'll be able to be big-time players in free agency. And that's okay. He just got to stay healthy, and he's got to just continue to grow at the position, learn the position and continue to grow at it. He's going to make a lot of major mistakes. And if his athletic ability can take over and he can energize the team from that standpoint, then I think everybody will be, oh, my God, he's a second coming. We haven't seen this before. But if he struggles, you're going to hear people say, oh, well, you know, he may not be the answer. Should the Bears be looking for another quarterback, which is unfair. But you're going to hear that because they're not looking at the long-term situation. They're worried about the short-term and the immediate right now, which isn't going to be good.
No, that's the biggest part of this problem, right? Because what you just said is the danger zone when you have a young quarterback is if team success doesn't happen, that's when you start asking that question. Well, it's going to be a big quarterback draft. They might have another high draft pick. Should they go for a quarterback? What should they do? And it's unfair to him as a young quarterback. You have to give him time. And with a new coaching staff, that's not their guy. They didn't draft him. They didn't, you know, that's not the plan.
So what
happens?
In this situation, though, it's almost like they did draft him. He's in the same similar situation as Jalen Hurts was a year ago. Same situation that the New York Jets were with Zach Wilson a year ago. A very bad football team that all of a sudden gets a new head coach. So it's like them drafting him. He's not in his fourth year. He's in his first year. He's in his second year, which is really his first year, because his first year was really a trial period to learn get to the locker room on time because of the coaches were going to be fired. This is not one of those situations. So I think when you look at it, the Bears and Eberflus, the head coach, took this job, and there's only 32 teams, you know, in the National Football League. Most coaches will take a job no matter what, but you took this job knowing that this is your quarterback for the next, you know, 3 to 4 years, and it's your job as a head coach to get him going in the right direction, because it'll fall on you if he shows flashes, and those flashes show some greatness, but you can't get that greatness to get over the hill, then eventually people are going to start to say, well, it's the coaching, it's not the player. Mm. So you got to be careful there too.
And also, obviously, still a division that has Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and a Minnesota Vikings team as well. It's made some changes on that team. All right, so we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also coming up, why LeBron might hold all of the cards in getting Kyrie to L.A. The story that will not go away.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Here we go with LeBron James. He's the only person that has extreme value, that you'll never get equitable compensation for his greatness. So we got all of that going on. You the Lakers, where you going? You got nothing.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max Allen Hahn in for Max. It's me and Key hanging out today with you on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2, the ESPN app as well. The road to the rematch is on. Bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. Remember what you said earlier, Key, about how you were in high school and there was a sophomore came in as a backup quarterback in the huddle and you told him, you know, don't do this, and he did exactly that?
Yep.
It's legit what I just did on SportsCenter. Told myself, right, Juraj Slafkovský. It's not easy to say. If you looked at the lettering, you'd say, how does that even make sense? No, so in my head, I'm going, I'm going to get that right, right? Then I get to a name that I know, Marion Gabrick, and I flub that. How? It's a problem. It's just how it goes.
Scared.
It's in your head. No, it's in you. It's not fear.
Scared. You're on national television, you're scared.
Definitely not scared. Just, you know, you get psyched out. That's what happens. Meanwhile,
I'm gonna have to call Stephen A. though after the show.
You didn't like what he said there?
No, man, he be hating too much.
Why?
Man, don't hate on the Lakers, man.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, they do give you plenty of material right now, don't you think? I mean, there's plenty there to keep you busy when it comes to the Lakers. You and I have had a chance to talk about this. It is something that I'm curious about. I want to see how you decode something that Jeannie Buss tweeted. This is Sunday night, right? It was before 4th of July. And she said this on Twitter about 11 o'clock Pacific time, PM. I miss KB. And that obviously is referencing Kobe Bryant. He would understand and explain everything that I'm not allowed to. Honestly, he was the greatest Laker ever. He understood team over self. Meaning your rewards would come if you valued team goals over your own, then everything would fall into place. All can reply. Since all can reply, I'd like you to.
Well, I mean, I don't know what she's saying. I think, what time did you say that was?
It was, it was 2 a.m. Eastern, so it's about 11 o'clock or a little after 11 o'clock Pacific.
Was it red wine or white wine or tequila, or what was it being poured that at midnight?
That definitely sounds emotional. Yeah, it's got some emotion to it, a little bit of, like, you know, the filter was off at this point. But I also believe that there's a lot of truth in these moments. And, all right, I'll tell you what.
What happens in this situation, and the way that I look at it, is she's saying when she can go to great players to get an answer for things that she may be struggling with, right, which is the way to finish this deal off in the offseason, who to bring in, who to sign, who to lean on to give her the confidence to pull the trigger on a player or something, or trades or draft picks or whatever. And she probably could go to Kobe. Her dad probably could have gone to Magic, that sort of stuff. And I think for her, she doesn't have that there now, because her relationship with the one guy in LeBron James isn't nearly as strong as it was with Kobe Bryant. And LeBron is in a different situation because he's still dealing with Rich Paul, who's his agent, and the clutch and all that sort of stuff. So she's trying to figure out how to keep them at bay, but still try to manage the team and have success and do what they want to do, but to do it the right way. I think that's what I'm reading through it.
Well, I think there's a lot. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing as well, because what I see from her in this tweet is somebody who, and you remember the article or the interview she did with the LA Times with Bill Plaschke a couple of weeks ago, I think when the season ended, and she revealed how there's a lot of pressure on her because she's the final decision maker.
Yeah.
But she takes input from a lot of people. And yeah, she admitted, you know, whether it's, like, you know, one, make sure you got to do things to keep LeBron happy because he's so important to them. And then it's, you know, Rob Pelinka, the GM. And then, of course, there's the Rambuses. Then there's Phil, who she also said, yeah, she talks to Phil. And I wonder if this is a result of that and how the Kyrie story that's out there about how LeBron reportedly wants the Lakers to trade for him. And maybe she's hearing from other people, look what happened in Brooklyn. Are you sure you want to bring a guy like that into this organization? And she could lean on Kobe and say, what do I do here? What do you think? And Kobe would probably give her that reassurance of, don't worry, I'll handle it, or the perspective that she desperately needs in a moment like this. Who can I trust? I really feel bad for Jeannie. I do think that she is in a situation where she tries to get people to give her as much advice and input as possible. But everyone has, as you know, in these situations, Key, everybody's got their own side that they want you to, like, you know, their own
self-interest.
Agenda. Self-interest. Yeah, yes, exactly. And so I think I felt like this was like a moment of desperation of, I don't even know who to trust about this, and I'm worried if I pull the trigger on this, will I regret it? And if I don't, will I regret it? Here's why. Because as Brian Windhorst explains, LeBron James watching everything right now, and in August, it's time for him to decide his future with the Lakers. Would he sign an extension? So with the Kyrie trade kind of hanging over this franchise, here's Wendy kind of explaining how LeBron can use some leverage.
The one thing that is a potential change agent here, LeBron James wants Kyrie Irving. And it's not because he wants Kyrie Irving because he's the best teammate in his history. He wants Kyrie Irving because the Lakers can get him. He doesn't have a whole lot of choice. And he knows that he's got a contract extension situation coming up. And that's the change agent. If there's no deal by early August when LeBron can extend, will LeBron use that as a leveraging point to force the Lakers? If I were the Nets, I might be hoping so.
Think about that for a minute. LeBron using leverage. What do you think of that?
Getting Kyrie is an easy one for me. What Jeannie has to come to grips with is the self-interest is only in LeBron James. Nobody else you should pay attention to. Because everybody else, the Rambuses and Phil Jackson and all of them, put them aside. I understand the relationship. I understand the relationship with Linda. I understand the relationship with Kurt Rambis. I understand all that. But put that aside, okay? Because it's your team, not their team. And the guy on your team who's the best in the world, you might want to listen to in terms of going and getting Kyrie. If he says that's what he wants, then go do it. And if you don't do it, now you force him to say, do I want to still be a Laker? Now I got to take a chance on my reputation. So if I don't sign the extension, this thing could blow up not only on the Lakers, but also on LeBron James from a fan base standpoint. Because the fans will then turn on him in a whole nother way. I've seen it happen many times over with Laker fans here in L.A. about certain players and the way that they would view disrespecting the franchise, so to speak, by not – I saw it happen with Dwight Howard, not the same player as LeBron James, but Dwight Howard was supposed to be. And then he came here for a year, and he was supposed, they went and did all this stuff and put all the murals up and signs all over the state, and he decided to go to another team. And so he's, but LeBron's got to be careful with that as well.
Really? See, that's a lot to kind of digest there. The idea that Laker fans would turn on LeBron for leaving instead of being frustrated with the franchise for letting him go. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, because
the reason
that they would be frustrated with LeBron James is because, one, even though you delivered a championship, they gave you the keys to the car. Mm-hmm. And a year ago, you went out and got Westbrook. So now, if that didn't work out, and you want them to do something else now by getting Kyrie, and they made the decision not to, so you made the decision not to sign. So that could potentially blow up in his face, no matter how great he is here in Los Angeles. Here in Los Angeles, in terms of the fan base, yes, they'll respect the fact that he was able to bring a championship home, but they will not turn on the Lakers organization, because the Lakers organization is going to say, well, wait a minute. We let him do everything, and look what happened a year ago. Why will we do that again? And that's when Jeannie came out in January with Bill Plasky and said what she said, is I've got to take the reins back and do it the way I need to do it for this team to be successful.
Do you think that making a move for Kyrie is an easy one for the Lakers? Like, not you shouldn't
easy
have any trepidation? Well, it's easy for you, but I'm talking about like the concern about what happened with Brooklyn in the 3 years that he was there, and him coming to the Lakers and sort of not changing his ways, like just doing the same thing. Like,
do you think that's enough
for concern?
I don't think it's a concern, because I think here in Los Angeles, here in California on the West Coast, we are a little more tolerable with certain things that's important to individuals. When you're dealing with an unrest in our country, and you have a black player who wants to be involved or feels a certain way, that fits into the politics of the West Coast and Southern California in particular. It fits into that. So I don't think people would even – they would understand, right? If he didn't want to stick a needle in his arm, people would understand that here on the West Coast more so than in a lot of other places. That's just the reality of it. And I think what happened to Kyrie, and I don't even know Kyrie, I mean, at all. But what happened is people started piecemealing little things together, and it became one big thing for him. It wasn't like all of a sudden he was missing 300 games. And it hasn't been like that. But I think what happened is he leaves Cleveland. He goes to Boston. It didn't work out in Boston. It worked out in Cleveland to a degree. Didn't work out in Boston. He goes to the Nets. He plays the first year. Then they get injured. And then this happens. And then James Harden, because he didn't want to take the vaccination. I mean, he wanted to get vaccinated. James Harden leaves. So now all of a sudden it looks as though everything in Brooklyn is Kyrie's fault. Everything in Brooklyn is Kyrie's fault. But you gotta look at everything in totality. You can't just look at small things and be able to say, well, he's the reason why. Can't do that.
Everything in Brooklyn did start with him. It all did. James Harden leaving had to do with Kyrie. They had they had a championship caliber team. And the guy left because there was no stability whatsoever.
You can't force somebody to do something that they don't believe in. He didn't believe in getting vaccinated.
No.
That's why he didn't play. That's why James Harden was like, I can't deal with this. I'm vaccinated. I'm playing.
Man, you signed a contract, though.
Now you sound like a fan. You signed a contract. No. You
stop.
Can't do that,
stop.
Huh?
Stop. That is not a fan talking. That's just logic. So you're telling
me he signed a contract.
So on the West Coast, if your team is losing because this guy's not playing, everybody's like, nah, it's fine. Laker fans are cool with it if you're going to lose games.
People would understand. I think people would have a better understanding of why.
All right, would LeBron,
he didn't get vaccinated.
Would LeBron now the vaccination thing's out of, it's off the table now. That's not the issue anymore.
Well, right? Yeah, that's not the issue anymore.
It's off the table now. Yeah. Now if he
so you don't have that problem.
But all right, if I'm Genie, I'm looking at LeBron like, if I do this, you got to handle this. If he doesn't want to play, like, Kevin Durant didn't do anything to handle it. But
I think
LeBron can handle it.
LeBron can handle it because right. There's a conversation. LeBron's views, to a degree,
right,
somewhat aligns with Kyrie's. LeBron is just not as outspoken to a whole nother level like Kyrie. Kyrie is like, he belongs in certain parts of L.A. His thought process and the way that he thinks,
I get it.
It belongs here, yeah, in certain places.
I get it.
Right? I mean, it's just like I always joke. I say he'd be perfect here, walking on Venice Beach with no shoes on. That's his. He'd be perfect.
Third eye tattoo, just like Aaron Rodgers. I completely understand. Yeah. No, that part I'm with you, right? It's a different kind of thinking. I get it.
Yeah.
But
I think LeBron can talk. See, it's all about the way you talk to somebody. And I think you have people around you, yeah, that could communicate with you a certain way. You then could go to him and say, bro, we need you for this reason. We get it. After practice, we're going to go protest. Or after this, we're going to go do that. It's a way you talk to somebody.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because I'm wondering if people agree with you or agree with me. Because I feel like Laker fans would not tolerate a player who, especially a star player who's important to winning, especially – again, LeBron doesn't want to have to carry the team. He didn't want to have to do that last year. So you're telling me you're going to bring this guy in, and what if? And I know it's a big what if. Now, look, if he comes in and it's only the $36 million option and there's nothing after this year, well, he's got a lot of reasons to be motivated to play and show up.
Well, I don't think he would come here if he didn't get an extension. Why would he?
Because you just traded him. I don't think.
Yeah, but he wants to get. He wants his money. He ain't playing for free.
He's not playing for free. He's playing for this year. You picked up the option.
Yeah, he has no control. I would think he would want a secured contract beyond this year, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know the cap situation and all that with the
Maybe.
Lakers just quite. I'm sure he would want to. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question?
What's that?
Why do we think that Kyrie with LeBron will be different than Kyrie with KD and what just happened with the Nets?
Because I think LeBron's communication and the people around LeBron, yeah, can communicate with Kyrie at a different level.
That's what I, yeah, when Key said that, I agreed with that part of it, Pat, is that I feel like Kevin Durant didn't want to, he's not his personality to hold a teammate accountable. That's who he is. That's what he does. You know, and he just left it alone. Where James Harden saw it, and instead of holding him accountable, James Harden was like, I'm out of here. Like, I didn't sign up for this, and he got out of there. But I don't know. I think LeBron would understand what's coming, you know, what's coming with Kyrie, and try to make sure he's in his ear, keeping him motivated to be on the court for his team. But Laker fans are not going to sit back going, you know what, though? He doesn't feel like playing. I understand it. I can't imagine Laker fans are going to be okay with that.
But see, you keep saying he doesn't want to play. It's not that he doesn't want to play. There's things that have gone on in our damn country that will make a person not want to play at that moment, because some things are bigger for individuals than a damn game. But you keep saying, Han, well, he just doesn't want to play. Making it sound as though he just staying home because he just want to stay home. And that's not the case. When you see something, you become visibly upset. When I see some black people being gunned down in the streets, I have to take a break in a moment. But I also am smart enough to realize that I can still go to work and do both things. And when I'm done with work, I can still go protest. And I can still go be a part of that. That's where Kyrie needs to get. He needs to understand he can still do both. It's not like the dude is just waking up again and saying, I'm going to go sit in Manhattan Beach on the sand and not go play basketball.
We got a lot of people who want to sound off on this, and I'm not surprised by it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's begin first with Kevin in West Palm. Kevin.
Yeah, so first, I didn't know L.A. and California were cool with people not getting vaccines. That's news to me. But Secondly, it is kind of like what Key just said with, well, it's not like he's just going to go chill on the beach. While he was doing all the, you know, social justice protests and stuff like that, he was also going to, you know, birthday parties and stuff like that. So he was doing stuff and partying while he was supposed to be playing basketball. And Key, you actually already touched on it.
First of all, he went to a family member's birthday party. What are you talking about? It's a family, his sister. He went to his sister's birthday party. He was not at the club.
So other NBA players don't have family birthday parties going on when
if they want to go to their family's birthday party, they should go. This is what this man wanted to do. He can't go to his family's birthday party because he decided that he was going to deal with some other stuff, and at the same time, he was going to go to his sister's birthday party.
But Key, what Kevin's saying is, you got to understand, how does that look to your league? Damn how it looks. It matters.
It does not matter. If that man decides that he has bigger things that he wants to do in his life at that moment because he does not want to play basketball, he needed to take a step away. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You got to understand, man,
and
when
you're
watching. That's
why I can't give him. He picked up an option. Pick up the option. But you're asking me for a full max. This is why the Nets said, I'm not giving you a full max extension.
Well, this is why the Nets will be without two of their biggest stars. Okay. And they'll be starting all over again.
And that's the choice they decided was better. You don't think, like, how bad was it that they're choosing what you just said, starting over giving these two guys more time? That this has been such a terrible experience
that's a mistake on their part, though. That's a mistake on their part, though, Han. That's a mistake. They're making a major mistake.
Well, I think if they wait too long, it's going to be a mistake because, obviously, the closer they get to the start of the season.
I can't believe the mayor said he was out partying when the dude was at his damn sister party.
Sorry, yes. Kevin.
This is bizarre to me.
Yeah. No, that part of it, yeah. But still, the Kyrie thing is going to loom over the Lakers right now, and you could tell from
Jeannie's
tweet.
Don't worry about what's going to – you worry about the Knicks.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them, but I'll worry about the calls that are coming up next.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.